Howdy, my name is Kai Puller from the Department of Animal Science, and my group is specifically interested in understanding the factors that drive both pregnancy loss and affect placentation in domestic livestock species. Specifically, we're interested in understanding either the maternal or paternal contributions to placentation and pregnancy success. In our funded T3 project, myself and collaborators from Texas A&M Veterinary School developed a model using parthenogenetic embryos, which are embryos that only have female-based genome, and there's no paternal-based genome at all in these embryos, where we transferred these embryos into recipient animals, recipient cows, to successfully establish pregnancy and carry that pregnancy to at least day 31 of gestation. And one of the things that we were interested in looking at is, what is the difference between these embryos and embryos that have both paternal and maternal genomes or a normal biparental embryo? And what we have observed to date is that these embryos in their placentation are drastically different. And one of the big observations that we made is that these parthenogenetic embryos are the ones that are lacking the paternal-based genome, don't have classical placentation-based aspects and don't produce the same products that the control embryos do. Specifically, one of the proteins that we're interested in is pregnancy-associated glycoproteins. So this has been a really nice model and is now leading to more grant ideas in regards to using this model to really sort out the molecular differences and the molecular contributions between the paternal and maternal genome in regards to pregnancy success and placentation in our domestic ruminants.